Let's turn in the scriptures now to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, we're reading verses 1 through 23. Mark 7, 1 through 23. These are the words of the Lord, so let's give our attention unto them. The Pharisees and some of the scribes gathered around him, that is Jesus, when they had come from Jerusalem, and had seen that some of his disciples were eating their bread with impure hands, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they carefully wash their hands, thus observing the traditions of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they cleanse themselves. And there are many other things which they have received in order to observe, such as the washing of cups and pitchers and copper pots and couches. The Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with impure hands?" And he said to them, "Rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you, hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men, neglecting the commandments of God. You hold to the tradition of men.'" He was also saying to them, "You are experts at setting aside the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. But you say, 'If a man says to his father or his mother, whatever I have that would help you is Corban,' that is to say, given to God, you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or his mother, thus invalidating the word of God by your own tradition, which you have handed down, and you do many things such as that." After he called the crowd to him again, he began saying to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside the man which can defile him if it goes into him. But the things which proceed out of the man are what defile the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples questioned him about the parable. And he said to them, "Are you so lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that whatever goes into the man from outside cannot defile him, because it does not go into his heart, but into his stomach, and is eliminated? Thus he declared all foods clean." And he was saying, "That which proceeds out of the man, that is what defiles the man. For from within and out of the heart of men proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man." And is the word of the Lord. So here we see the Pharisees and the scribes, some of the scribes, verse 3, following their own traditions. It says here the traditions of the elders, that's the Jewish elders, who were men. So maybe an outside side note to elders themselves, not to come up with our own traditions, but to lead the people according to the word of God alone. And so they're following, the scribes and Pharisees, following their own traditions, the elders' traditions. There is a very specific way for them in their man-made traditions to clean their hands before they eat. They could not eat unless they cleaned their hands. And they see some of the disciples of Jesus breaking their man-made laws and traditions. This is what we call legalism. And as they address Jesus about that, just a side note, also in verse 4, where the text does end in verse 4 with the two words, "and couches." Some of your translations don't have that. But the word here, when it talks about the washing of the cups and et cetera, is the word that is used for baptism. And some people like to use that word, baptism, and say it only means and can only mean immersion. And so it's good for us who do not hold to that necessarily as a proper mode of baptism to look at that here, because baptism, their immersion of cups and pitchers, but it also doesn't make any sense to immerse couches. And so there is certainly a different meaning than the washing that some would say have, not just immersion. But back to the Pharisees' problem with the disciples. Why don't they wash their hands according to our traditions, they asked Jesus. Jesus' response, verse 6, quoting Isaiah, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men." That's what Isaiah said. And then he says to the Pharisees, this is what you do, neglecting the commandment of God, you hold, Pharisees and scribes, to the traditions of men. And so you see what is important here is to see that you are actually setting aside, Pharisees and scribes, you're actually setting aside God's commandments so you can follow your own traditions, your own man-made laws. Because your heart is not submitted to the Lord. You worship me in vain. And he gives an example of how they do this with the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. And he focuses then on the issues of the heart, because that's where this whole thing starts. Where do they get this breaking of the fifth commandment? Even though they would say themselves they're upholding the fifth commandment, but they're following their own traditions. Where does this all start? It starts with the heart. And so Jesus goes into the heart. It's not what goes into the man. So using their own tradition, it's not the food that you eat or the unclean hands that you eat the food with that defiles you or makes you unclean. It is what comes out of the heart that makes you unclean. And he gives the list of sins, verse 21 and 22, that come from the heart. And he says, verse 23, "All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man." And so, beloved, let us focus ourselves on the washing of ourselves, on the washing of our hearts. And that's why we've gathered to worship the Lord today, so that we'd be refocused on this purpose of washing our hearts with the Word, as even it says in the book of Titus. Not on the outer things so much, though we should be clean ourselves, because it's what proceeds out of the man that defiles the man. We ought to focus our attention specifically on the cleaning of our hearts by Christ alone and through His righteousness alone, through His Word alone, by His Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that You are a loving God, that You are so loving that You would be willing, even for us perhaps, to call us hypocrites, to focus our attention, to show us that we are much like the Pharisees and scribes sometimes. We make up our own traditions, we make up our own laws, and yet where we think those things cleanse us of our sin, or where we think they are good to do or holy to do, it really is sometimes breaking Your commandments. And Father, we ask that we would examine ourselves now, that You would, by Your Holy Spirit, work in our hearts to reveal to us where we have done such things, that we would not be like the Pharisees or elders, when we can be, but we ask that we would not be like them. And You would lead us to focus on our hearts and cleansing of hearts by Your Word and by Your Holy Spirit. Father, even as we will read in a few moments, and hearing in the sermon this morning of Satan attacking and trying to kill us in the church, Father, he often does this by tempting us to make traditions and making our man-made laws. Even when we are trying to be righteous, we sometimes make laws, or which become traditions, we make laws so that we can keep Your laws. And that's what the Pharisees were trying to do. But we see that it actually led them, because they continued putting more and more man-made laws as their traditions. We see that it actually led them to break Your commandments. And so, Father, we pray that we would be kept from such sin and such illusion where we deceive ourselves. Father, we ask that You would be glorified in our worship as we continue in our worship, that You would cause our hearts to be focused upon You, that our mouths, that from the heart, the mouth would speak Your praises, Your word, as we even pray now, that we would be saying the Amen in our hearts, and that You would relieve us of our sin. Father, we desire to love You, to love our neighbor as ourselves, but we have broken Your commandments, all of Your commandments, and we're guilty of them all. And so, Father, we ask for the righteousness of Your Son to be counted for us. And that those who are still in darkness, those who still rebel against You, even perhaps some among our children, we pray that You would change their hearts and bring them back to You, the One who has made covenant with them and who is in covenant with You. That they would not be cursed and judged, but that having believed and turned from their sins and receiving You, we pray that they would be blessed forever. Father, also we pray for our bodies. We have prayed for our souls that You would cleanse us of our sin, but we pray for our bodies, that those instruments which You have given to us, which may appear unclean, sinful, because out of our hearts the mouth speaks and the body acts, and our thoughts are produced from our hearts. But Father, even in because of our sin, we know because of the fall, our bodies are weak, and even as we grow and get older, our bodies grow weaker and more frail. We pray that You would heal us in our bodies, that those would not be distractions. And yet we acknowledge that sometimes You give us those thorns in the flesh, like You did for Paul, to humble us, to turn us back unto You from our sin, to perhaps point out our sin, where we rely on our bodies too much, thinking that as long as we do this or that, we are good enough, and we do not rely upon You enough. And so, Father, we ask in our bodies, as we see those weaknesses, feel those weaknesses, and struggle, and our strength and energy and allergies or perhaps cancers or bones that are hurting, that we would rely upon You alone. For You are our God, and You are our strength, and You are our Savior in Christ Jesus. May we exalt Your name, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.